What's up, everybody? Nay Sarantino here, back with another episode of the Guided Spirits Podcast. Today, I'm going to talk to y'all about silencing the negative voices in your head. So, you can't actually silence them. I'm going to be honest. No one can. It's actually impossible to silence them. And if you think that you can, you'll realize that you can't. They're always going to be there. And the reason that some people handle them better than others is because they understand that they do not need to respond to any of the thoughts in their head, and that they are not their thoughts. This is very, very, very critical to understand. That you observe your thoughts as a soul and you choose to act on them with your mind, and then they become emotions and they become actions. Like, emotion is like in motion. And the whole point is, like, you have a thought, you're thinking about it. The more energy you put into it, eventually it starts to form into reality and other people can see it. So if you are putting energy into negative thoughts, you're going to form a negative outlook on life. You're going to form negative, like, vibrations, and you're going to be low, and you're going to have a low life. It's not going to be as high as it could be. And when I say high, I mean, like, positive and upbeat and that enthusiastic and the passion that I've been talking about for the last several episodes. It's all about bringing about higher states of consciousness where you understand you are not your thoughts, but the responder of them, the person who chooses which ones they take action on. And the goal here is to learn how to take action on your positive thoughts, and that each thought is going to bring about different emotions. And some thoughts can really hurt. Like, when you think of someone you love, like, no longer being with you in whatever form that may take, that can really hurt you. And you'll feel it. You feel it in your heart. Like, you're connected to the universe around you. And these feelings, like, they manifest themselves in the physical world. But they all start off in this spiritual world as, like, little, like, vibrations of energy. And these vibrations will dissipate out, just as when you throw a pebble into a body of water. I want to use, like, a pond, for example. Like, if you throw a rock into a pond, it will create ripples. But eventually the ripples go away. That's like a negative thought. It will appear and it will, like, it will go out, but eventually it will go away. But if you keep throwing rocks in the same spot, like, you keep thinking about the same thought, the ripples won't go away. They'll keep going and they'll get bigger and it will, like, be more pronounced. And this is the point of, like, you have to be careful of what you're thinking about. And not just, like, what you're thinking about, but what you respond to. And then you can consciously think about certain things. Like, you can control your thoughts to a point where, like, you'll have negative thoughts and you can say, that doesn't matter. What if I thought this instead? And you move it to the polar opposite of whatever that negative is. And this is using that hermetic principle, the law of polarity, to control your future by controlling where you focus your attention. And yes, this is how you respond to thoughts. You respond to thoughts with, like, a line, like a cause and effect line. Like, this thought brings me to whatever the emotion would be. And if I don't want that emotion, let me pick the opposite of that thought. And then that will bring me the opposite of that emotion that would have been. And now you just transformed whatever the negative thought might have been, like losing someone. Instead of, like, being fearful you're going to lose them, why don't you just be grateful you have them now and be grateful for all the time that you get to spend with them? And it's all about, like, transforming these negative things into positive things. And this is how you actually take back control over your life. And when I say this, it starts with the control over your own mind. And this starts with learning how to think for yourself. These are the things that, like, I make this podcast for, is, like, to help people think for themselves. It's why I'm making the Free Thinkers Emergence course. And it's all related back to, like, if you want to have the best life you can possibly imagine, you need to learn how to control your mind. And by controlling your mind, you're controlling what you respond to within your mind, because thoughts are going to pop up. People are going to infiltrate your aura. People are going to tell you things, and those things that they tell you are going to affect you. And you have to find a way to not let the negative things affect you, but allow the positive things to reflect and transform you internally. Like, everything's a reflection from the inside out and from the outside in. That's the law of correspondence. And you're going to figure out that you need to get those things that are good to reflect back in, and the things that are bad around you, don't let them reflect in, and don't let your negative thoughts inside reflect out, because what you put out is what you get back. The hermetic principles control everything, and that's why I did podcasts on them. And I want to always bring things back to those laws, because they do govern everything. And when you can really nail those down, you can control the future, you can control your life, you can control how long you want to live, you can control so much. It's all there for the taking, and it's all about what you focus on and how you use the things to your, like, disposal. Like, there's an abundance of everything. It's just like abundance of positivity, abundance of negativity. You can either focus on the negatives and have a negative life, you can focus on the positives and have a positive life. The whole point is to stop giving energy to those negative thoughts. Transform the negative into positive through the alchemical process of picking the opposite of whatever that thought is, and then move forward on this new timeline. That's all I got. My name is Nate Sarantino, and this was the Guided Spirits Podcast.